from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. The back-to-school shift in routine could be extra stressful on both kids and families. Clinical psychologist Joseph Galasso of Baker Street Behavioral Health says it's important to give kids time to readjust after classes.
They're feeling like emotionally drained. They're feeling tapped psychologically and from just a physical energy level as well. So when they come home, it's not unusual for them to need a release. And we're seeing that in terms of their irritability, lability, their mood swings.
He points out many adults feel the same need to decompress, whether on a drive home or by changing out of their work clothes to transition their day. A boating accident on the Jersey Shore's Long Beach Island leaves one man dead and another injured. Officials say it happened yesterday morning in Barnegat Bay. The 27-foot-long boat reportedly struck a wake that ejected the two people on board. It sent the boat into the circling tailspin with the throttle still engaged. The boat then struck one of the men who was ejected, Carl Chen of Princeton, killing him. The other ejected victim has suffered minor injuries. And things will be getting a bit easier when it comes to security checkpoints at airports across the country. The Transportation Secretary Security Administration is partnering with the Clear to roll out new e-gates for Clear Plus members, where instead of flashing an ID to a TSA agent, a biometric scanner will be used to identify travelers. Clint Henderson, managing editor at The Point Sky, says the new e-gates remove a hurdle for travelers.
The idea is that eventually you'll be able to just go through a threshold, so there'll be no interaction with a human at all, and you go straight to baggage screening. So I think this is going to be a real time saver.
The TSA says the e-gates will go toward the Trump administration's goal to enhance travel security and hospitality. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Gas prices are expected to remain low for Labor Day weekend. AAA says a national average for a gallon of regular should stay below last year's average of $3.33. It should remain low for the rest of the summer as long as Gulf Coast refineries are not impacted by hurricanes. Labor Day, of course, the last major summer holiday. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 350 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey. It's here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. News also brought to you by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights at the summer officially winding down. Don't miss the amazing family fun at Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach Water Park. If you haven't been yet, it's a must go. If you've already been, go again. Check out CasinoPierNJ.com for last-minute deals and discounts. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And what's the weather looking like? Your full New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A mix of clouds and some sunshine for the rest of the afternoon. It will be breezy with that humidity continuing to lower. A lot more comfortable compared to these recent days. Highs in the lower 80s. A very nice evening. The sky will be clear tonight on the comfortable side. Lows near 60. Beautiful tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Pleasant with that low humidity in place. Highs right around 80. Might be a shower in a few spots across the northwest hills on Wednesday. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny, remaining comfortable with highs in the middle 70s. And a good deal of sunshine on Thursday. Very pleasant afternoon with highs into the upper 70s. More clouds rolling here on Friday with a couple of showers around high 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Carr Erickson.
Rockaway 79, Franklin 83, Beach Haven 82. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.